Kase, I would like to ask you first, what is one achievement you're proud of in your life?
So one thing that I'm really proud of is that near the end of my high school career, I was going through some really difficult times, in my family, and I'll spare you guys the details. It's not a sad podcast episode. I'll save it for next time. But yeah, anyway, so I went through some really difficult times in my family, and I was really struggling to stay inspired or stay motivated or to see, in terms of my self-esteem. And young kids always think oh, what am I gonna become when I'm older? Am I d doomed? Am I destined to just fail? Or is my life gonna be mediocre? Or am I ever gonna know what I want to do with the rest of my life? And I struggled with that too, but I kept working hard, I kept studying hard, and I was able to successfully be accepted at the top university in the country. And actually, it's the top university on the continent. I found that out recently. So I was really, it made me feel, it filled me with this huge amount of self, not confidence, but I wouldn't say self-confidence, but it gave me that boost, in terms of my self-esteem and just it was like getting that confirmation or affirmation that I am able to do great things if I set my mind to it. And once I had achieved that, once I was able to register and attend this university, I think what also helped me to recognize my potential and my strengths was that I also managed to have really great relationships or maybe that's not a good word, but I had a really great set of teachers and lecturers at this university who enforced or reiterated that those ideas and those and affirmed me, in terms of the things that I wanted to do. And I know this sounds like I'm just like I was just a kid who was lost and needed a self-esteem boost, but it was bigger than that because I think it shaped the way that I think about myself now. And that might seem like a tiny moment in my past, but I think it paved the way to the person that I am today. And it really is something that set the foundation of who I am today and how I see myself and where I see myself going. So that to me was an achievement
Yeah,
for
it's a
sure.
great one. Yeah. So that was when you got into a journalism school, right?
No, actually
No?
not journalism school. I studied film, media, and drama. So
Before.
those were yes.
Oh, I didn't know that, you see?
It's a back story to who
Right.
Cassie is, but yeah, I studied that before I ended
Wow.
up doing journalism.
That's
Yeah.
cool. Yeah. I imagine you must have
Yeah.
enjoyed that course. I would have enjoyed that course, I think, you know?
The person I am today would appreciate that course a lot more than the person I was back then. I think I was 17 when I started university, and I think my mind wasn't quite ready for it. But I always there's a quote that I love. English literature was one of my majors as well. That's why I love poetry. I love English so much. But there's a quote by George Eliot that says, "It is never too late to be what you might have been." It is never too late to be what you might have been. So I think that, if I think about who I was back then and who I am now, I still think the two can connect. And somehow that media and film studies, English literature, it's gonna play a role. I'm still gonna do what I was supposed to do when I was there. So.
That's amazing.